Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF. God, draft. This is unbelievable.
It's already here.
It's unbelievable. It's not until April. And we're already discussing it. Why? Because the team doesn't have a quarterback. They don't have a legitimate tight end. They need receivers. There's so many things they need, and we're not accustomed to doing
front
this.
Seven.
This is bye week. This is hard to do. Bye week.
Front seven. Love it. I'm trying to think, if I'm a draft expert, I'm going to see if I can get my mock drafts to at least like 17. Mock draft 17. Like, forget about this 1.0, 2.0 stuff. No, I'm going to do 17. I'm going to do one every single week.
They'll break the record here in Boston.
Yeah.
Locally.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I don't know if guys usually go, like, mock draft, like, 1 through 4, maybe 1 through 5. They'll break the record here because it'll be more. It'll be more of a discussion. People will want to talk about it.
Well, here we are. We're talking about it. It's January the 7th. We don't usually do that.
We got to check in early, though. We're just going to check in where we stand.
Lou, we have no choice. The Patriots are not playing this weekend or next weekend. Dane Brugler is with The Athletic on our Harbor One hotline. He's one of these guys that does a lot of this draft work. Dane, nice to have you on the show. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you having me.
All right, so we're looking at quarterback for the New England Patriots. We haven't done this in a while, so we're a little out of out of tune here. So you have your list of quarterbacks, and I'm looking at your list. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. Everybody's got Justin Fields dropping. Todd McShay has him available at 15. So I ask you, what quarterback do you envision will be available if the New England Patriots want to draft a quarterback at number 15?
You know, I'm really not confident that any of those top four guys are going to be available there. And I think, yeah, well, look, this is it's January, it's cold out, you know, I just bring the good news here. But listen, there are a couple factors here. First, these top four quarterbacks this year are incredibly talented. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. I think second, the need is there among teams picking in the top 10 to 12 picks where there's a lot of quarterback needy teams. And I think more than ever, just the vibe around the scouting world and NFL teams are, you know, teams are more willing to take chances on the physically gifted passers. And I think it's a Josh Allen effect where, you know, they might be a little bit off mechanically. They might be, there might be just something off. But if they have the physical talent, they have the intelligence, we can work with that. And let's bring them in and let's make something happen. And then I think one more factor, just talking to scouts, is they're very underwhelmed by next year's quarterback group because it's just a lot stronger than what looks like, you know, coming down the pike. So Trevor Lawrence is going one. That's happening. And then that's where it gets really interesting. I think from team to team, 2, 3, and 4, the order is going to be very different depending on who you talk to. Justin Fields will be 2 for some teams. He'll be 3 for others, might even be 4 for another team where, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, they're definitely in the mix. So it's a very intriguing group, 2, 3, and 4. Those three quarterbacks and the order that they come off the board, that will be the main talking point between now and that last weekend in April.
You know, and I feel like we're spending a lot of time going over quarterbacks, and I don't really know. I don't even think they're going to take a quarterback. I don't know, based on what you seen them do in the past and how the Patriots look at the draft and what they need, Would you be surprised if they passed on a quarterback and went, say, defense?
Well, it's such a an unfamiliar position for this franchise that it's really hard to say, because they've had that quarterback for the last 20 years and they haven't had to worry about it in the early rounds. And even when they did go quarterback in the early rounds, it was never in the first. Sometimes they'd look at it in the second or the third, but never this early. So it's really just uncharted waters for this franchise, and it makes it tough for those of us on the outside looking in to really get a sense for what they might want to do. Now, what they do in free agency and before the draft, that might tip their hand a little bit. But there's a lot of needs on this team, both sides of the ball. They could go offensive line. Coach Belichick would love to upgrade the defensive line. They could add a premier talent like a Kyle Pitts at tight end. I mean, there's just so many different areas they could address, and at 15, right in the middle of the first round, I think it really opens them up to a lot of different options.
Dane, I agree, it is an odd spot, right, first round, but they have sort of lived with Garoppolo in the second, Brissett in the third, and the, mm-hmm. of course the great Jared Stidham in the fourth. Obviously it's top heavy, right? You talk about those top quarterbacks. Is there anybody in that range that's even worth taking a look at, if you're this team, taking a shot at in that third round, fourth round, whatever it might be, after the top guys, if you pass?
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. Like a guy like Mac Jones is so interesting at Alabama. How do you fully evaluate a quarterback like that, where everything around him is just a perfect situation? Yeah. The offensive line is above average. He's throwing to a Heisman winner and a couple other guys that'll be future first round picks. The running game is outstanding with Najee Harris. And then, his play caller was just the assistant coach of the year, and he just got hired at Texas to be the head coach because of his play calling. So when you remove him from that situation, what do you have? It's a really tough evaluation that I think is going to be different from team to team. If you have a team like, say, the Saints, where everything's kind of, everything around him is, or around the quarterback is set, you just need to drop the quarterback in, that might be a right fit. But for the Patriots, that might not be the case. Kyle Trask from Florida, we'll see him pop up in first round mocks. I don't think he has any business being that high. He's more, he's a Mason Rudolph type of prospect, which, that's not meant to be, an insult. It's not really meant to be a compliment. It's just kind of who he is. He's a heavy footed passer with good touch on the football, but doesn't have a lot of mobility, and that's tough in today's game. There are a couple of quarterbacks in that third, fourth round area that are interesting developmental guys. Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati, strong arm, good athlete. His accuracy is up and down, a little undisciplined as a passer, but that's why we're talking about a third or fourth round pick. And then Davis Mills at Stanford, a former five-star guy who is a loose passer, never really just got it going at Stanford. Injuries were part of that too. But if you're going to take a chance on traits, Ridder and Davis Mills are two names to keep in mind if you're looking third, fourth round.
Dane Brugler is with us from The Athletic. He covers this draft and scouts a lot of this and talks to a lot of people. So I'm looking at your edge rushers, and I'm looking at the number four guy on your board, Jason Owe. Did I say that correctly, from Penn State?
Yep, Owe out of Penn State. Yeah, really interesting player.
This is very interesting, because you say he shouldn't be ranked so high because he has zero sacks through seven games, and he is an edge rusher.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the scouting motto is traits over production. When you talk to scouts, how are they evaluating these players when they're not playing that many games and the season has been turned upside down with COVID?
Yeah, it's a really unprecedented situation. You've got some guys that opted out, and we don't have any 2020 tape from them. Penei Sewell at Oregon, and Caleb Farley, the really talented corner out of Virginia Tech, and there's a lot of guys like that who are supremely talented, but there are some question marks. And without that 2020 tape, each team is going to look at it a little differently. If you have two players with very similar grades at the same position, chances are you're probably going to take the guy that opted in and stayed and played over the guy that opted out. And, a guy like Jason Owe is he's interesting. He didn't opt out. He played this year, played in seven games. Like you said, he didn't have a sack. But when you watch the film, he's consistently in the backfield and creating havoc with his athleticism, his power, He's a former basketball player in high school who the football coaches kind of got wind of and said, okay, you know, come on over here, young man. We're going to bulk you up. We're going to put you on the football field. And he is a twitchy, just a really physically impressive player who has yet to play his best football. And so there will be a team somewhere in the top, you know, 30, 40 picks that takes a chance on those traits and tries to coach him up.
So, Dane, did you have a chance to watch Cam Newton at all this year?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't necessarily study the tape, but just, you know, watching him, you know, casually, obviously didn't look at the same player we saw in Carolina.
Give me a quick evaluation of him, like, you know, pros and cons, like he was a rookie, you coming into the draft right now. What would you say are his pros? What would you say were his cons?
You know, I think when you look at that offense, and
just look at him as a player. Well, stiff arm, can't throw the deep ball, can't throw the anything really.
You're
right?
Giving
is that what you're going to say?
Well, your report.
Yeah, no, that is fair. I mean, I think when you talk about the quarterback position, you can't do it without talking about the offense, because we don't talk enough about how quarterback is a dependent position. If the offensive line's not doing their job, if the play caller's not doing his job, if the targets aren't doing their job, the quarterback is kind of hamstrung. And there was a little bit of that with the receiving talent he had to throw to, but I'm not advocating for Cam Newton to be necessarily my starter. If I have a quarterback needy team, I'm not rushing out to go get him based off what we saw in 2020. You know, he's a big athlete. You love the run component that he offers. He's just not consistent enough through the air. Some of it is he's not pulling the trigger quick enough. Some of it is the ball placement is not always precise, and that leads to negative plays. And that, you know, he's not consistent enough overall. And at the end of the day, you're going to look for an upgrade over what he put on film this season for the Patriots.
Talking to Dane Brugler of The Athletic, breaking down this draft. And Dane, I was looking at your top 50 guys, and you got the kid, Chris Olave, I think, at 33, so just out of that top first round or whatever it might be. But basically, he's like the sixth guy here in your top 33 at wide receiver. And the Patriots really struggle at wide receiver. So I don't want them taking a guy unless he's a can't miss. So tell me which one can't miss. Can he be there at 15? Is Waddle there? Is Smith there? Kids from Alabama?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you know, the top three receivers this year with Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU and then the two Alabama kids, Smith and Waddle, good chance all three are off the board in the top 12 picks or so. But this is another really strong wide receiver group. And I think after those top three, you know, who are receivers 4, 5, and 6? You know, Kadarius Toney from Florida, just a twitched up athlete who is a little bit more of a gadget receiver coming into this year. And then he really developed and showed a little more polish as a do everything guy at Florida. I mean, he has all the athletic traits to be in that first round. Chris Olave is a great name, and I cannot wait till Monday night to see him go up against that Alabama defense. Go up against Patrick Surtain or Josh Jobe, future NFL guys. Olave's got speed. He's got ball skills. Not necessarily the body type you want. He's a very lean, muscled guy, but he understands how to leverage coverage. He understands how to create his own space. And so because of that, if he has a good night against Alabama in those corners, we could see Olave move up a little bit, maybe be that fourth or fifth receiver off the board somewhere in the back half of round one.
Okay, so real quickly, this the tight end out of BC. Let's keep it local here. What do you think this guy's going to go?
Yeah, I'm eager to see him at the senior
Hunter
bowl.
Long's
I think that'd be a
name.
Good shot. Yeah, Hunter Long, right. That would be a good chance for him to show what he can do. He was a high-volume target in that offense. It seemed like he was the first read a lot for what they wanted to do. Not a guy that's going to necessarily get open a bunch because he's just not that type of athlete, but he's big, he's smooth, he does a nice job finding open zones and coverage, settles down, he's very reliable catching the ball, and he's a chain mover. So, you know, he's one of the top five tight ends in this draft. Not a first-round pick, but probably somewhere, you know, day two, set between rounds 2 and 4, he looks like a future NFL starter.
Dane Brugler is with The Athletic. He's an NFL writer, and he covers a lot of stuff in the draft. And maybe we'll check in before the draft with you, Dane, because we're kind of confused with this. We're accustomed to drafting 30th, 31st, 32nd. You know, this is a little unusual for us up here in New England. We appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Anytime, guys. I enjoyed it.
You got it. On the Harbor One Hotline, Dane Brugler. Boy, it's going to be fascinating going over this draft time and time again and looking at it and saying top 15. And that's top 15 in every round, right? What did we say yesterday? They have a second. They lost their third, right? But they pick up compensatory picks.
They have compensatory picks from Tom Brady, Kyle Van Noy in the fourth, and I believe Landon Roberts.
And you can deal those picks now, right? You can deal with compensatory picks.
Yeah.
You can deal those picks. Yep.
Right. The thing is that, you know, these guys spend a lot of time researching and looking at college. You know, hey, break down Cam Newton for me. But, you know, the offense is, of course, the offense has a lot to do with it. But if you were just going to line all these guys up in shorts and T-shirts and say, everybody throw a 10-yard out, everybody, what place would he be out of 32 guys in the NFL? There's 32 spots in the world. Where would he rank? 32 is where you would rank.
Right. Yeah.
32nd is where you would rank. I mean, you're supposed to be the best in the world at what you do. And, I mean, so.
But see, that's what I wonder, because I do think that there's, you know, they're not going quarterback, one of these names that we hear about. You know, even got like Trask, but that third, fourth round, like some of those names, like I could see them trying to dress their football team, get the best players available in the third and fourth, look at a quarterback and say, all right, this guy takes Stidham's role. Because we're bringing in, you know, we're bringing in a like you said, like a veteran, a guy that's been in the league for 2 or 3 years. So let's bring in a rookie and just in the fourth round, whatever, a la the great Jared Stidham. And try to see what we have. You never know. Maybe we try to find a guy. You know, bring him in for camp for a couple of years and try to find out what you got.
I think it's fascinating that Todd McShay, days after Justin Fields had a heroic game, maybe the best game he's ever played, it suddenly moved him down on the board to number 15 with the New England Patriots taking him at 15. It's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But who the hell knows with this stuff? Gentlemen, there are 6 playoff games this weekend. They're calling it the Super Duper Wild Card Weekend. They're just adding teams and putting names against it. I think it's about time we talked about the playoff games. We've been avoiding it to this point because we're not part of it, but we'll get to it coming up next.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of their Super Dupers or whatever. But
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's an NFL Wild Card Saturday. Coverage gets underway Saturday at 1. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Awesome NFL news. This according to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. Josh McDaniels will not be following Nick Caserio. He will not be the next Texans head coach. We'll see. We'll see what happens there, but that's from John McClain. And the Bruins, they make it official. Patrice Bergeron, who is entering his 17th season with the Bruins, was officially named the new captain of the Boston Bruins. The Celtics, well, they got the day off before returning home to host the Washington Wizards and Bradley Beal. He's hot tomorrow night. Brown safety Ronnie Harrison has been placed on the COVID reserve 19 list. That's the eighth Cleveland starter who will be out for the wildcard game against the Steelers this Sunday. WEI's coverage of the NFL playoffs is brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave. The Mets, they have made a blockbuster deal acquiring Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco from the Indians. And President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to serve as the Labor Secretary. That's what's trending now on WEI, WEI.com.
Are you a great electrician or HVAC tech and want your nights and weekends back? Hi, I'm Vinny Tingley, and at Tingley Home Services, we're adding licensed electricians and HVAC techs to our team. We offer an awesome compensation plan, and if you feel overworked, we'd love to talk about you improving your career at Tingley Home Services. Learn more at tingleyhomeservices.com/careers.
All right, time to save some money at Shaw's and Star Market, because now, through February 9th, Just For You members can earn 3 times Just For You points when you spend $10 on your favorite products from exclusive Shaw's and Star Market brands like O Organics, Open Nature, Signature Select, Signature Farms, Lucerne, Waterfront Bistro, and more. That's over 700 participating items across the store. Not a Just For You member yet? Well, you just download the Shaw's app or Star Market app, and you can easily set up an account and start saving today.
Today, businesses are rethinking everything. It's a good time to rethink healthcare, too, because Always Health Partners offers more ways to give employees the care they want, like apps for real-time answers and virtual urgent care with Mass General Brigham providers, all while giving businesses the value they need. See how we can help your business be ready for today, tomorrow, always. Visit alwayshealthpartners.org or call your broker, member of Mass General Brigham.
Wendy's Baconator is the ultimate bacon cheeseburger that puts all other cheeseburgers to cheeseburger shame. And now we're bringing that same big bacon energy to shake up and wake up your breakfast with the Breakfast Baconator. Stacked with the fresh cracked egg, sausage, cheese, and bacon. And right now, you can get a free Breakfast Baconator with purchase in the Wendy's app. So get to Wendy's and always be baconating. We got you.
Offer available at participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time during breakfast hours only. Offer must be redeemed via the app. Account registration required.
Hindsight is 2020. 2020 was a brutal year with a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, economy, unemployment. What can we control? Our job, our career. In 2020, My Computer Career helped more people start IT careers than ever. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Take control. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Yeah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TrackPhone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TrackPhone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce is still the perfect blend of flavor and heat, but in four flavors, like Buffalo Ranch. It's thicker and saucier than ever. How thick? Thick. Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce. I put that on everything.
Back to OMF. Listener discretion advised.
I don't think fans cared enough about me that if I left, they would really give a shit.
Sorry. It's damn near.
He's going to get a bunch of oops.
Worse than Lou.
Doesn't it sometimes just come down to. Did I just drop an F bomb right there?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Team WEEI.
Oops.
Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Remember last year when we were kind of disappointed because the Patriots screwed up in the game against Miami and we're sitting there going, damn it, thought we were getting a bye week this first week. Damn it, got to play in the wild card weekend. Damn it. So here we go with the super duper wild card weekend. What does that all mean? Well, super they added duper. One team in each conference.
Two triple headers.
Yeah, it took away a bye from the number two seeds and only the number one seed gets a bye right now. So Green Bay and Kansas City, go have fun with your kids. Take the weekend off. So we start with the Colts and the Bills. Is anybody playing better right now than the Buffalo Bills?
No. No. I mean, they've been absolutely outstanding. And the Colts, you know, it's almost like they're kind of the defense is kind of almost feeding off that reputation, I feel like, earlier in the year. You know what I mean? I don't see how they hold the Bills down at all. Colts, good team, but does anybody doubt that you're going to be sitting down at Saturday at 1 o'clock and you're going to watch Phillip Rivers screaming and yelling and all over the field and it's just the game's going to be over and it's just, something's going to go wrong?
That's it. That is it. I was just waiting for you to say one name. And you can have a great running game. You can have a great head coach. You can have a real, you know, intimidating defense. Like, to me, the biggest issue with Phillip Rivers throughout his entire career, now they can sit there and list all the comfort behind victories, but I just feel like he just, whenever he's needed to really get, he can't get it done. I see picks in the fourth quarter. I see drives that need to be made that he can't complete. I see a defense giving him an extra possession because they do their job. And then sure enough, the ball's in his hand. He can't rely on the running game, and he has to win it on his own, and he can't do it. That, to me, I mean, so that everything needs to, there's a lot of things that need to go right, but forget about that. The Bills are playing better than anybody right now.
I agree.
Now.
I think confident, they're playing great right now. They're playing great in Kansas City. Yeah.
They're just playing great.
So here's where the pressure comes, and the pressure is on Josh Allen because there were questions early on. I think earlier this season, people started to at least include him in the MVP conversation, but the one thing he needs to do is win this playoff game and play well.
Yeah, this is the big
pressure on him.
This is big because you really, if you're thinking about like all the things that you get when you're an elite quarterback, you know, some guys have it, you know, and even if you don't win a Super Bowl, you could still have it. Those national commercial ads. I know it's Buffalo. Nobody cares about Buffalo. Most people in the cities where there are teams don't even know where Buffalo is. They couldn't find it on a map. But if you have an opportunity to win some games, like you're doing these national commercials. You're doing the Okies, whatever that is, that yogurt that Dak Prescott is selling that, you know, Cam Newton used to sell. You're hosting Nickelodeon's, you know, Kid Choice Awards. These are the opportunities that you get. And here you are. Perfect situation, nice progression throughout the years. Now what are you going to do with it? Because if you don't, then none of it means anything.
No, the Josh Allen thing will be the referendum will remain open for next
can't
year.
Win it.
Is he right? Can't
You're
win the big
Marino.
One. Talking about that, Jared Goff at Seattle Rams at the Seahawks.
Well, he's not playing,
huh?
He's not playing.
Oh, John Wolford.
Oh, that's right.
No,
we John Wolford.
Playing.
I forgot.
He had
Why
surgery.
Is the line only 3.5?
He had surgery on his thumb. He's got a.
Why is the line only 3.5?
I don't think it's official yet, though.
Yeah, I think they're still talking about it maybe in.
he's saying that he's going to try to play. But listen,
he was
the
limited.
Just
Jared Goff was limited. Jared Goff plays.
I think.
Oh,
he
I
plays.
Don't think so. I think he
plays. Oh, I think he plays.
Yes,
I don't.
Well, the line's 3.5, so I would think if he's not playing and Wolford is playing, that line is ballooning on you. Here we go with the Bucks favored by 8.5 there at Washington. Everything says, here it goes, WFT. I'm doing the same thing you did yesterday.
I'm like, what
Why do we have to call it the Washington football team? We know what it is. Just call them Washington. Tampa Bay at Washington. Mike Evans practiced today. Practice.
Well, this should be. I mean, the Bucks should take care of business. This is all of these games, like we sit there and we say we expect the Bills to beat the Colts. Wouldn't surprise me if it's a good game. All the games are outstanding. This is the one game that I think most people look at. It may be the Saints and Bears. I don't know. But this is the one game we look at and said, okay, this one shouldn't be close.
Yes, they're drinking early.
Like, this is the one game where you say one team has to win this football game, and that's Tampa Bay.
Except Washington's defense is really good.
They are really
Chase
good.
Chase Young has been mouthing off all week. We'll see how that plays. Maybe that gets the Tampa Bay offensive line all revved up. But this might be difficult for Tampa Bay to put a lot of points up there. I'm not sure Washington's going to score much at all.
Well,
but this may be a tough one, Lou, for the Bucks to go out and score 24, 25 points.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And simply for the fact that we know Tom Brady, we've watched a lot of his games this year, we've watched a lot of games in his past. And the one thing that this year, especially, when they get to Tom Brady, like, you can make his life a living hell.
Yeah.
Like, the offensive line blows up, and that's one thing Washington can do. Washington can get after him. If they do, it could be an ugly game.
All right, Titans shut down the Ravens last year. They're favored, the Ravens are, by 3.5 going to Tennessee. Lamar Jackson is playing really well right now. Baltimore is. But do they have the same problem they had a year ago?
No, this is my favorite game. This is the coaches don't like each other. You know, Malcolm Butler was like mouthing off to Harbaugh. They got in a fight, and then the Ravens were killing. We're not killing, but they were beating the Titans. They come back and win it, and there's an exchange after the game. I tell you what. This is the type of football that I like. I love it. I like Mike Vrabel being an arrogant, sarcastic, jerk, and Harbaugh trying to stay buttoned up and act like he's not affected by it. But I ultimately think the Ravens win this game. I think what happened last year and what happened in the regular season, I mean, I think they've kind of taken their medicine enough to they should probably figure it out by now, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I can envision Lombardi sitting there at home going, running backs don't win playoff games.
Oh, Derrick Henry going off again?
Well, but then again, Baltimore run the football.
And you're asking me if he can stop a running back. When is ever a running back going to beat him?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. Michael Lombardi at 4 o'clock, guys.
I like Tennessee tomorrow. In this game. And it's not that I think Tennessee can go deep because I think defensively they're weak, but I just don't know if Baltimore can throw on them, which everybody else is. You know, Marquise Brown could do some things. I get it with Andrews, but I don't know. I think Tennessee's just overall, like, just offense, throwing the ball, running the football. I think they beat Baltimore, and we're still talking about what Baltimore really is.
Now, you could have two teams, though, that have a problem getting back in the game if one of them gets a nice
lead. I don't think Tennessee has a problem.
Well, not as much as the Ravens. They certainly don't. Bears at the Saints. Saints favored by 10 at home. I don't know. Is your guy Trubisky?
Let's go, Mitchell Trubisky. Let's go.
Yeah.
See, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, if you want him, you should hope he falls in his face.
Nah, he's got to show that he's got a little bit of something. Now, they're going to have to pay for him either way, so I might as well have him show that he can play, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and then let's go. Then there's your guy.
See, this is I like the Saints in this, but I just think 10's too much. Like, that's the line. But I like this. Michael Thomas looks like he's probably going to be back. Did you guys see what they're doing with Kamara? By the way,
with the COVID.
Yeah, so like he's not able to practice, so he's not at the facility, but they've set up this technology to where he's actually mic'd and he's got, Peyton can talk to him to help him, and he's like video, he's got the video, they got all his technology, so he's somewhere in the field, and he's actually still kind of virtually practicing,
but going through
the game plan.
He lucked out because they got the Sunday game.
Yeah.
So if it were a Saturday game, he would not be able to play.
Right. So I just think it's unique in how the technology in which they're kind of like, he's actually practicing going through the game plan with them just in a different location. So he'll be back.
I say watch out for the Saints in the entire playoffs. With Thomas coming back, a Breeze back, I would say watch out for the Saints. They are the team I think that
has a team in the NFL ever had worse postseason luck than
the Saints?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
This is their year, and then Drew Brees walks off in the sunset. Browns at the Steelers. The question is, how many of the Browns players, because every day we have somebody else testing positive.
I mean, didn't he have, like, the same Odell Beckles?
Who isn't rooting for the Browns? That's what I want to know. I know you Steeler fans out there aren't. I get it, but who isn't if you're not a Steeler fan?
Mike Lombardi.
Well, obviously, Lombardi, whatever. But I'm just saying, with everything the Browns are going through right now, you know, first playoff appearance since 2002. They have no coach. They're losing players left and right. Who isn't rooting for the Browns? I just don't think Pittsburgh's that great, but they'll have enough here to beat this team.
Boy, they look good for the first 11 weeks, though, didn't they, Lou? It's amazing how COVID the Steelers
have... COVID hit them.
Yep, have fallen apart. And so Roethlisberger did not play, right, last week for the final game?
Right.
He did not play. So he probably will play well in this game because he's had some rest here, I think. Mm-hmm. You've seen him during the course of the season fall apart. He probably will play well in this game. So I'll take the Steelers in this one. And the Browns, I think, no head coach. I mean.
That's tough. That's awful.
You tell me, Christian, if you have a totally different voice and it's different from the guy that's been there all year long, how does that play out with the team? You're going into something that's just a little bit off base.
I mean, listen. We're all in this together, right?
Oh, no,
we're
learning that more and more.
Uncharted territory, yeah. You know, all that stuff. I don't think it's that big of a deal. What I think is more interesting, why couldn't they find a way to allow him to be involved in the game? Well, I mean, I've seen so many things. About, you're talking about Stefanski, obviously, right? Their head coach not being able to be on the sideline. Yeah. So many things. And the best idea I've seen, there's, you know those dining bubbles that they have? Why can't he be in one of those dining bubbles that you see, like all these restaurants have outside? They have heaters in there. They have radio in there. People bring him food. They have a little window you can unzip. There's tons of ideas. Or put him in a hazmat suit. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding either. I think he's got to be there. I think you got to find a way for him to be there. You can't cautiously do it. You can't have him 50 feet away from everybody else. You're on a headset anyway. 50 feet away. Are we telling that that's a safety issue?
I just hope this weekend, I hope it's just kind of chalk, to be honest with you. I want Green Bay and I want Tampa. I want the Saints. I want Seattle to go against each other. You know, Bills, Pittsburgh, and then Kansas City can play either Titans or Ravens, whatever. This week's games are good. Next week's games could be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they look good. All right, we'll get to more of the NFL, including the Browns have some other issues dealing with drag racing, all of that and more. Still to come right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I saw we tweeted that. Right away.
Right. Whoa!
And I'm choking over here.
Swallow
help
the microphone.
Him!
Spit it out.
That's like a big phlegm ball to kind of get you right.
Ball.
Love it. Yeah, I saw we tweeted that.
Retweeted.
we tweeted.
Time and space. That's what he needs. Because.
That's the worst one.
Wait. Play that one over again.
Time and space. That's what he needs. Because...
That is nasty. I don't even know what was happening.
It's 4 hours.
You can, like, hear it coming up your throat as you're speaking.
I know.
Because...
Well, what do you mean? It happens.
It's 4 hours. That's my problem. Bleep happens in four hours. Yeah, what the hell are you going to do?
Eat all that snack food right before you talk, and it's like, it just, damn it. Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're just talking about the Browns, and they've now placed safety Ronnie Harrison on that reserve COVID list. So they now are out a head coach for Sunday's game and eight starters. Eight starters. Wow, think
that's
about
not
that.
Even, that's, I mean, that's not even, that's, not even fair. I mean, no. I keep saying fair, but at this point in time, you should really be concerned with competitive balance. Like, shouldn't you? Or is it, you know what?
They haven't been all year long.
You know, it's getting the games on TV.
No, you don't.
For super
it is
duper weekend.
What it is. We don't care. If we have some, you know, six win, if we have the Washington football team make it to the Super Bowl because they play against a bunch of teams that are being hit by COVID issues, then so be it. Big deal. I know the Tampa Bay Bucks have not, but they just don't care. So it doesn't even matter.
Well, during the regular season, they were very concerned about the image, and so therefore they postponed the games. They moved them to Tuesday. Then they found out that the network was thrilled. Whatever network was broadcasting on a Tuesday, Fox or whatever, were thrilled. Why? Because they got great ratings on Tuesday night and a standalone game, a game that would have been played with a bunch of other games.
It's just such a
and they
Brown
can't do that
situation.
Now, though. They can't do that now.
Oh, it's such a Brown situation. Oh, my God. Bad. The dumb luck. It's like not only your head
waiting.
Coach, but all your starters are out.
So now, you can sit there. We've talked about this before, right? Sometimes an excuse is just a fact. You know, you lose this game. Oh, I don't want to hear the excuses. Oh, you lost eight starters. Win.
This is a legitimate excuse.
Sometimes it's like excuses are legitimate, and
they
that
never
is definitely one
excuses.
Of them.
You're right. We'll be rooting
for
the COVID Browns. Or are they the drag racing Browns? Apparently, we've got a problem. Jedrick Wills and Rashard Higgins cited for drag racing. It occurred in Westlake, Ohio, about 10 miles from the Browns practice facility. According to the service report released by the police there in Westlake, the two were pulled over just before 9:30 in the morning. In the morning, you're drag racing. Each written up $124 tickets. They also conducted a probable cause search because they suspected there was a marijuana joint. Like, that's a big deal anymore, right?
Oh, do you think these guys are waking up in drag racing or still up from the night before in drag racing?
I hope
waking
up. That's
a good question.
I think they're waking up. 9:30? I mean, nothing's even open.
They're probably used to getting up early every day, right, during the season.
Wait,
they're
what
up.
Day did this actually happen?
Cam would have been up for Saturday? 5 hours at that point.
What did this happen on a Saturday morning, a Sunday morning, Tuesday morning? Were they going into work?
I believe it was Tuesday morning, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it was this week.
Ooh, so that's an off day.
Yeah.
That's an off day.
On a playoff
so in your off day, you're going to wake up that early and go out drag racing?
Hey, maybe I say, hey, you want to meet and we'll go grab something to eat? And they, oh my God, and they just start racing. Do you think they actually sat there and, you know, so they'll say drag racing, even
I'll
though
race you
not,
to the Waffle House.
Even though there's not like a some lady in the middle of you with her handkerchiefs, you know, like they did in the old movies, and says go. That's not it. Listen. It's terrible. It's so dangerous when guys do that. Even and whenever I see people doing that, weaving in and out of traffic, you know, just going way past what they legally or you know should be doing, that always freaks me out. Terrible decision.
All right, so one of the guys we're going to hear an awful lot about in the offseason, quarterbacks, about possibly going somewhere else is Matt Ryan. There have already been some rumors of 49ers maybe might interested in Matt Ryan. Now, we know the dead cap money makes it nearly impossible for the Falcons to trade him away, but Arthur Blank came out this week, the owner of the team, and said no players are off limits, including Ryan and Julio Jones. Said, I think it's a mistake for an owner to lay out a set of dictates like that for a general manager and head coach. If I were GM or coach considering this opportunity and I heard an owner say that to me, I'd be a little bit nervous because I think that's crossing a line for me that I don't believe an owner should ever cross. So do you think he's being honest here? Is he willing to trade away Matt Ryan or Julio Jones?
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's the right approach, first off, as an owner. It's, you know, I mean, let your GM do the job. I mean, what if he came back to you and said, listen, look what I could get for these guys. Are you going to sit there and say no? No. So just, I mean, Vet everything, you know. Just find out what the market is. Find out what you can get for him. Maybe you'll be surprised, you know, at the return. You can say, listen, I know we're eating some money, but with the capital we're getting back, you know, rookie contracts, you know, draft picks, whatever it might be, you know, maybe it's not as bad as we think. You know, we can make this thing work. We're getting talent back, and we're just resetting everything.
I think this is the weakest threat I've ever seen in my life.
You're not buying it.
No, you know why? Because it's not realistic.
You can't trade Matt Ryan.
It's such a weak threat. It's like, oh, yeah. And everybody knows Matt Ryan isn't going anywhere.
What's the threat?
It's like, you know what?
To let Matt Ryan know and Julio that I'll trade you? Like, to renegotiate a deal or something?
This guy wants to send a message to the entire team. So what he does is he includes the superstars, you know, because nobody's off limits. Hey, you know what? There's a new sheriff in town. Everybody's on notice. Even Matt Ryan. That's right. Even Julio Jones. That's right. Come on. They're all looking at each other. Lou, you know this. They're like, whatever. Like, I used to love it when, like, Bill's like, yeah, everybody's job is up. Everybody's got to earn their job. Brady never had to re-earn his job. Like, come on. Like, stop. And we all knew that Brady was even though you were saying it, we were all playing around. It was the biggest joke going. So the owner of the team comes out and says, yeah, Matt Ryan. Yeah, Julio Jones. Okay, buddy. Yeah, I'm the backup to the backup. Yeah, sure. All right, yeah. I mean, those guys don't need to worry about
that damn thing. The last 3 years, you know, 7-9, 7-9, 4-12 this year. Nobody should be off limits.
Okay,
nobody.
Okay, it's a rebuild. It. Okay, but how realistic? You know what? I'm Matt Ryan. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm Julio Jones. I'm thinking about selling my house. None of those guys are worried at all.
No, listen,
and that threat was so weak.
To me, it's like I don't think he did it for those guys to shake in their boots. I mean, if Julio Jones or Matt Ryan said, "Hey, you're traded."
He's posturing.
Depending on where the destination is, you could sit there and handshake and say thank you very much.
Yeah,
Julio Jones, you trade Julio Jones, you got Calvin Ridley, great young wide receiver. Maybe you pick up one of these wide receivers in the draft and you say, moving forward, we have two young wide receivers. Look what we got back for Julio Jones, great player, but just doesn't fit our plan right now or our timeline of who we are.
If Danny Ainge came out and said, you know what, everybody's could possibly be traded. Do you think they're trading Tatum?
No, but it's a completely different situation, Christian.
No, I don't think it is. I think if you're a non-playoff team for three years in a row,
you got to start looking at doing some other things.
They're drafting number four.
Yeah.
The last time they drafted that high was number three in 2008, and guess who they drafted? Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but
Their best opportunity to get a quarterback.
They may get a quarterback.
They're going to draft a quarterback, I think. Question is, can they live with the dead cap money? I think they can if they get a huge score for Matt Ryan. But it's much different than Tatum. Tatum is a young player who's developing. This is a player who's up there in age.
It's an owner who's trying to scare everybody, acting like, you know, they're going to, you know, they're making changes and everybody needs to be on notice. Okay.
They thought they were a few years back. The Green Bay Packers
drafted a quarterback. All these teams draft quarterbacks.
It wasn't
that long
ago. They thought, certainly at halftime with that big, huge lead against the Patriots, that they were not only winning a Super Bowl, but they had a good 5-year run. Okay, and that run just blew up on them in the second half, and they have been trash since then. They probably have to blow it all up and start all over again.
I'm just saying, I mean, you could look at that team and say, you know, we've got Julio, we've got Ridley. What's it getting us? You know, and
it's
I guess I'm
nothing.
Looking at
it's getting
like,
you four wins, Lou.
Yeah, over the cap, you know, like they could trade Julio, I guess, post June, save like $15.5 million, and the return you get from that, you got to eat some of it, but you do get some savings. And, you know, listen, it's not working. What are we going to be for the next 2 years? Or should I get something for Julio right now? I've got a number one wide receiver. Maybe go find one of the kids in the draft. What am I doing?
So think of that. Think of the skilled players that they have on Atlanta. Matt Ryan is still a very good quarterback, certainly top 15, right? Maybe slightly better. Yeah. I don't know. And yet they win four games. And Belichick, with this offense and this quarterback, ends up winning seven. What? That's crazy. The NFL is considering filling the Super Bowl seats down in Tampa because they apparently are not going to sell tickets to the regular public to vaccinated healthcare workers. So Roger Goodell sends this letter to the Tampa Super Bowl committee, says, "We're currently discussing with public health officials our desire
to invite vaccinated healthcare workers to the Super Bowl as our guest. Subject to their approval and in consultation with your team, we aim to do this in a safe and responsible manner. Would you please inform the local public health officials that they will be invited to the Super Bowl? Tickets, by the way, are $3,600 a piece, but we have end zone seats for you at $2,200 a seat.
You lie. Well, that's not in there.
And then we have parties on Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday night. Most of the parties are somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 a piece.
You're lying. That's
I'm
not,
lying
that's
about
not
the last
there.
Part. Yeah, the last part.
Yeah.
I'm lying.
Wait, so they're going to give these seats away?
Yeah.
No, this is a great move. What a great job. This is. I think this is an excellent
idea.
It's
a good look. It's a good look.
Yeah, but also, you just want – you can't have a Super Bowl with in 25% capacity. You can't do that.
No.
Completely no. So you want to dress it up as much as possible. So I think this is brilliant. This is what you hired him for. He's a PR guy. Maybe he is optics man because he's pretty damn good at it. I think they should do this, too.
Did you guys see that Cuomo's doing the same thing? He decided not to go.
He decided not to go to the Bills.
No, did he decide not to go?
Yep, he decided not to go. And smart I think he's giving it to, I think that's what he's giving it to, right?
Giving it to a nurse.
His ticket
good.
To a nurse.
What a good guy.
Smart.
Yep.
He figured
oh,
it
look
out.
Look
at him.
Yeah.
Smart.
Put the finger up in the air and say, whoa,
oh, that's a great
going
idea.
This way.
I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, if you're.
You want the building packed.
You want it packed, but even, you know, in other sports, regular season sports, hockey, if people have been vaccinated, they should have the opportunity. And the city that team plays in should have the opportunity to allow them into the stadium.
So now, can you go with like the herd immunity and just say like 80% vaccinated and just let 20,000 fans in?
Sure.
Who
yeah.
haven't been
just
kind
of you know
vaccinated?
Separate them correctly so the other guys so the you know they don't get infected. I would. This is a great idea.
Do you bring them from all over the country? You can't just bring them from Tampa. It'll be so if the Buccaneers are in it, it would be a home game. For them, and if you have local Tampa Bay healthcare workers,
just fill the stadium.
Well, if I'm
fill
the other stadium. Team, I'm not happy if I'm playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that game. Can't we bring our healthcare workers? We'll fly in.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll bring
whatever cities in the
state.
Super Bowl, go to their healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Little pool, put your name in. They start pulling
go.
Names out of a hat, and there
yeah.
you go.
All right, we got all excited earlier today on the show because we were talking about Deshaun Watson and the possibility that maybe he's a little pissed off down there in Houston right now. We're all trying to figure it out. There are rumors out there that he's passed it along to teammates that he might ask for a trade or whatever. And I think it all started late Tuesday night. That was when the Nick Caserio rumor came about that Caserio was going to be the next general manager of the Houston Texans. He tweeted out a very simple tweet on Tuesday night. Some things never change. And so people were trying to interpret it. What is he talking about? Is he talking about Caserio coming there?
It did come out right after Casario's hiring.
Right. Another New England Patriot guy? Is he referring to no charges against the police in the shooting of Jacob Blake?
I think that probably had something to do with it.
About getting crap for his girlfriend's birthday party where he was seen maskless? Is that a possibility? Or not happy the Texans won't interview Eric Bieniemy? And that is Peter King's theory on that tweet. What was it?
There's a lot of options right there.
A lot of
it?
Options.
Like just breaking down one tweet.
See, I hate this cryptic stuff.
I think it
Brady
had more to do
it
with
every
Wisconsin.
Once in a while. I hate this stuff.
Personally, I think it had more to do with Wisconsin. Yes.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when it happened, I remember we were trying to try to figure out the timeline. This had nothing to do with Eric Bieniemy. Like that, to me, is just not where the narrative is going with that. I mean, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of athletes were tweeting out similar stuff with not a lot of explanation. They heard the news, wasn't surprised, you know, things never change. Here we go again. No, I saw him all the time. He was just another guy, you know, kind of remarking, putting his two cents in without really getting into the weeds. Right? Cause didn't Tatum or Jaylen Brown kind of have like a similar tweet or something like that when it happened? I feel like a lot of these guys are doing the same thing.
I don't remember. They talked a lot after the game last night, and they both played pretty well in the game, though Brown did not shoot well. We'll get into the Celtics coming up in the final hour as well, and I am really intrigued with this old Deshaun Watson. Maybe he wants to leave Houston? There's a team here looking for a QB. We'll get to all of that more in OMF.